Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day for a spring awakening on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week, almost in the rear view. Lots to celebrate, wrapping up National Poetry Month. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote, it closes today. We'll give you some surprises on the leaderboard, and of course, the great cultural cacophony in Washington and beyond. All of that, your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. After you, you're listening live. It is Friday, April 29th. High noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Summit Chat Box available, too, if you got the social media memo and you're joining us for the live show. Twitter, of course, remains the 24/7 tango at AB Writes. It's all being held by the talented ever-ready PCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, perched in the booth, and the headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in all your favorites, including their special iced lattes for the spring season. The universe runs on Dunkin'. PopNet, too, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, and featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. Took a little while. It's kind of unseasonably chilly in my neck of the woods, but the robins are out in four forests, and guess what? They're rocking. Let's get going on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
He rocks in the treetops all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, birds go. Rockin' Robin, sweet, sweet, rock, rock, rockin' Robin, sweet, sweet, rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. And it was grand. He started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Slow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, rock. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand tossed him off into the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, rock, rock. Rockin' Robin, tweet. Oh, Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
comes to bat, the other team is through.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? He hit, yeah, and that ain't all. He's so old.
Yes, yes, Jackie's real gone.
Thank you. still gone. Cause Jackie is a real gone guy.
Baseball's back on the A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show. Two legends, the great Count Basie saluting the legendary Jackie Robinson. As we salute baseball, indeed. The Mets, meet the Mets, their vintage theme from the early 60s when they were just hapless. But they're playing like crazy. They're on a tear. I think they still have the best record in baseball, I believe. Early innings in the season, I know that, but they're playing like the Amazons of, oh, I don't know, 86, for example. And Bruce Springsteen, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. A lot of fun there. The Cracker Jacks hot dogs, you can just taste it and feel it, don't you? Long season ahead, but we'll enjoy for sure. And Rockin' Robin from Bobby Day. We'll send that one out to Nixie, Hardy, a regular via Twitter, and Simp on the PopNet chat box. Thanks for the kind words and tagging along for the live ride. Love to play with you in real time. Don't forget, though, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss any of it, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts, and you can hear it on demand when it works for you. But I love it when you play with me in real time because that's my whole thing, real live radio. Speaking of real time, it's real time to get down to business with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. It closes as of midnight tonight, so register your favorites. And some surprises on the leaderboard. If I look at the folks that were on the ballot, I'm a little surprised at some of the stuff. We'll see. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I am. The top five right now, Duran Duran. Big lead with over 930,000 fan votes. Eminem is number two with 682,000 plus votes. Number three, that original rock and roll classic rock chick, Pat Benatar. She's got to get in, I would think, this time around, but we'll see. 600,000 votes. Eurythmics, number four. And Dolly Parton, who kind of took herself out of the running, but now she says she's okay with it, is number five. They pretty much told her, hey, listen, Dolly. You're on the ballot, we can't take you off. And now she's changed her mind and said, if I'm voted in, I'll accept. And it looks like she may be. We'll see how it all plays out because, of course, it's not just the fan vote. It's the, you know, behind-the-scenes secret double probation machinations of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whoever else is voting, critics, executives, et cetera. So we'll see how that all plays out. But the second tier, if you're interested in these folks, you better vote for them, and you better vote for them today, Judas Priest. Number six, number seven, Carly Simon. I was hoping she'd be a little more pushed there. Lionel Richie. Devo and Kate Bush rounding out that second tier. Third tier, Rage Against the Machine. Kind of surprised. They've been nominated a couple of times on the ballot. Dionne Warwick, A Tribe Called Quest. New York Dolls, kind of down there with only 120,000 some odd fan votes, and I kind of thought they would be like punk pioneers in the mix. Beck also thought would have more votes. MC5 and Fela Kuti. So we'll see what happens. Again, it's not all up to the fan vote, but the fan vote is important. And if you want to vote for him, do it ASAP. Anybody thinking about that and some discussions on it? So happy that Eminem is up there. So it says, Benjamin, vote for him. Vote for him today. Yeah, he looks like he might be a shoo-in, but again, we're not sure how it all plays out. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm voting for who I want to vote for. Duran Duran, Carly Simon are on my list. So says Johnny G. Okay. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's the last day. Who are you voting for? Can't believe Dolly Parton is still in the mix. And by the way, she says she wants to do it. And Midnight Angel says, Pat Benatar, come on, vote for Pat. You know she belongs there. I agree. She definitely belongs there. Love Duran Duran, so says Shannon. So a lot of folks are busy with this, and I think they might have a good shot at it too. All right, weigh in and see what happens. I was hoping Carly would have more, but we'll see. She might. I think it was the first year on the ballot. I've been loving her since I was a kid, and those early days of Hotcakes. Remember that great album? It was like 72, I think. Wow. Feel safe and sound, do you? Or maybe not. Here's Carly on Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Strange times in Portland, Maine. Lobsters dancing on the dock. Switzerland's been weird. They unplug the clock. Man and a woman in Brooklyn Heights, each convinced the other's in the wrong. While last year the divorce rate tripled in Hong Kong. If through all the madness we Mexico, the toreadors have all turned gay. Roman whores have quit to seek a better way. Dope has undermined the morale of the Buckingham Palace guards. Motorcycle gangs ride naked down Hollywood Boulevard.
Still feels less dangerous when you've got a friend.
Original Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, The Beatles, and a classic track, Baby, You're a Rich Man, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show for Johnny Fever's Hangover. And for Elise, who says she's sending that one out to that guy who's got $44 million in spare change lying around. Yeah, we're talking about Elon Musk, everybody on Twitter all a titter about this guy taking over. I'm not so sure it's a big deal, but we'll see. We'll talk about it. And Peter Frampton coming alive and never making it on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballot, I don't think, or at least not this year. And he should be inducted. He's surprising because he had that really phenomenal live album, one of the best-selling of all times. By the way, celebrating a happy belated birthday wishes, celebrated 72 candles in his cake last week and suffering some health woes, too, so we wish him the best and a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Carly Simon on the ballot this time, I think for the first time. Looks like she might not make it, but again, it's a fan ballot. We'll see how what kind of behind-the-scenes stuff goes on. But she deserves it, I think. You know, if Carole King and Joni Mitchell are in there, I think Carly Simon deserves it as well with a great song from Hot Cakes, Safe and Sound. Anything, everything on your mind from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to apparently a feuding going on between two QAnon crazies in Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, had to be separated at some GOP event. I'm not sure exactly what happened. Something about maybe somebody speculates it had to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene going to a white nationalist conference and Lauren Boebert not liking it. I didn't think she minded that. But she's also cantankerous, Bobo as they call her, because apparently she's had some redistricting in her district and she's facing a tough primary challenge, a state senator who's popular, so she may be a one-and-done type, which we hope Marjorie Taylor Greene is too. They probably won't boot her off the ballot, even though she couldn't recall anything, like discussing martial law with the president during her hearing last week. But what about the districts? Hey, come on, folks, put somebody up there and kick her the heck out. I don't know if she's got a primary challenger. I guess she doesn't, but it seems like she should, that's for sure. And Madison Cawthorn in trouble, too, so there's some craziness going on in Congress. And, of course, the guy who wants to be the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, caught on tape lying and spinning and lying about lying, and he's a weasel. You want him to be Speaker of the House? I say the Democrats have to put forth a stronger message so that either Nancy holds on to the speakership or she passes the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries or somebody else, because whoever we come up with on the Democratic side is going to be a credible person who stands for American values. We've got to sell this message. Let's get our messaging, kids. I know I say it every week. I'm going to keep saying it because it's so important, indeed. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Anybody chiming in on any of these things? Tuscan Gal says Lauren Boebert's district has been rejoined. She's facing tough competition, and boy, is she upset because Bobo is going home, hopefully. Yeah, we'll see. Metal Viking says, I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt about Lauren Boebert, Ted Cruz, Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Laura Ingraham, or any other blowhard from the right that gets offended by Elon Musk. He's just lying about being unbiased, and he's clearly right-wing. Okay, well, we'll see. I don't know. I guess he said, he retweeted a tweet that Elon Musk wrote, that the far left hates everyone, themselves included. Well, let's see what happens. Let's see how he does. Again, free speech is okay. You do have to have certain guardrails, but I don't know. I'm not on Twitter enough. I guess I am when I'm talking to folks on the radio, but for the most part, I promote things. I promote other people's work. I promote my own work, sometimes a joke or something inspirational. I don't get into feuds with people. Don't get into feuds. You're okay. People who start trouble, they can do it in any kind of platform, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, your choice. So just don't do that, and you might be okay. So we'll see. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're two of the same. I don't know what they were fighting about, but I hope they all go home, so says Uncover. Yeah, well, I hope they do too. And again, let's find good challengers to get these people the heck out of town. Hey, speaking of people who are getting the heck out of town and getting book deals, Deborah Birx is back. You know, the scarf lady, the Dr. Birx, who sat there while Donald Trump was talking about ingesting bleach and didn't say anything. She's got a book out now. She's going to rehab herself and tell her own story, and I just don't get it. She's making a case. She's making a case, but it's a bad one, and I hope her advance was in Clorox and Lysol. What's your take? Weigh in. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show.
hurt. Stronger than dirt. New Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt. New Ajax laundry detergent is stronger than dirt.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will wash away your powder from my chin. A little bit of soap will never, 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 ever begin to take away the hurt that I feel as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears.
Have you heard? When I begin to die, it is someone to cry.
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul, or will I take away your perfume eventually? But a little bit of soul will never wash away the wash away my tears. I'll never lose a memory of your name in the night little soap we'll never wash, or we might tear. A little bit of soap we'll never wash, or we might tear. It's gonna never, never, never wash away my
tear. The Jar Bells, the Forgotten 45 for Willis on the 80 Death Darkly Show, a little bit of soap. It's a little bit more than a little bit of soap to wash away the stain and the stench from Dr. Dipper Burks after working and covering up for the Trump administration's very poorly planned COVID planning, that's for sure. Cleanup woman, she tried to be the cleanup woman, I guess. Betty Wright there. Ajax, classic Ajax commercial, Stronger Than Dirt, and Bad Case of Loving You from Robert Palmer. She's making her case. It's a bad one. Media's giving her plenty of time to make it, and that's kind of crazy. Hey, what's on your mind? Anything from the Deborah Burke situation to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard televised soap opera. He said, she said, I'm telling you what's going to happen. 0-0. Only one comes out with money. Lawyers. And both reputations already tarnished, over and done. My opinion, what say you? Twitter, AV Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself tagging along for the live Friday, April 29th, right? We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box where Wayne chimes in. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Pat Benatar finally, and Duran Duran gets my vote. Okay, we'll see. Pat Benatar's pretty up there, and I think it's time for her to get her due for sure. And Frank PopNet chat box also says, as for Dr. Burks, no thank you, not buying what she's selling, that's for sure. On the Twitter feed, Paul says, Dr. Scarf Lady is back selling a book. Dear God in heaven, get her off my TV. It's hard. They're giving her plenty of time. It's really crazy. As Jimmy says, well, they're giving her so much TV time because the publishing companies and the TV networks kind of own each other. Yeah, that's kind of true. That's right these days. I don't get it. Liz says, now Dr. Burks is speaking out because she wants book sales. Screw her. I hope her sales are zero. Gotcha. Judy says, Dr. Burks, another one who stayed silent when it mattered most. Now a book deal? No thanks. And Endy says, the psychopathic hubris of those that fully embrace Trump, carry out atrocities against Americans, America and democracy, are now writing a redemption book and going on tour is not just immoral, but blatantly evil. No thank you, Dr. Burks. So not too many fans. I don't know who's going to buy it. I mean, it always amazes me when these people get book deals because I don't think anybody's going to buy this book. I don't really want to hear her story. It's always the same deal that, oh, if I spoke out too much, too soon, it would be worse. Well, I don't think so. A million people are dead from COVID. We're still not completely out of the pandemic. And, of course, some people think we are, which is scary. But she was there helping purvey and convey misinformation on a daily basis. So she's got some explaining to do. She's trying to do it, but I don't think it's going to work, in my opinion. I agree with all the folks that have been chiming in so far. She has her say, and they're giving her plenty of time to say it, that's for sure. Speaking of people having plenty of time, as we said, Kevin McCarthy caught on tape talking about how he was against Trump, wanted him to resign, now spinning it, trying to spin it, dancing and weaving to try to keep his crazy caucus together, and everyone claiming that they're going to win and it's a sure thing, and that's also on the media's head. I refuse to do it. I'm one of the few, and there are a few others. We've got to get out in front of it and say we've got to find somebody else. The Democrats have got to win this because you don't want McCarthy to have the gavel. It's got to be Pelosi or passing the torch to Hakeem Jeffries or somebody else. That's about American values. We've got to prove to the American people, and not the Trump base, because those people are far gone. They're gone, but they're not the most majority of this country. And there are some disaffected Republicans. I keep hearing about them, but behind closed doors, they talk against Trump and the Trumpian values, but in front of it, they're so afraid of their base. Their base can go crawl back under a rock. They're the ones who are anti-American, not pro-democracy. So it's going to be a tough fight in the next couple of years, that's for sure, both the midterms in 2022 and the 2024, because the Republican machine, the Trump machine, is trying to rig this thing in plain sight, and it's pretty darn scary. But speaking of which, what's going on with the January 6th committee? Now they're saying their public hearings are going to be held starting in June. There are going to be at least 8 of them, according to Benny Thompson, who is the chair. Well, whoop-de-doodle-doo, Benny. I mean, I hope that, and Raskin, who I love and respect, I like all these guys, but he says this is going to blow the roof off the place. Well, I hope so, because are people going to pay that much attention to it in June? Attention and interest is already waning. Starting in June, it's the summer vacation tune-out. Great time to do it. We've got primaries starting even before that in key states. We got to get this information out there. I don't know if it's going to penetrate, if it's going to really blow the roof off, if people care. I mean, we saw it in plain sight. I don't know how anybody can still back this kind of Trumpian agenda, but some people still do, and that's what's scary. We've got to fight for it and do what we can. I will be doing some call-out, voting call-outs in key places. That's where my strength lies. Other people do other things, door-to-door, phone banking, donating money if you want to. Whatever it is that you think works for you, and those folks who have some power and leverage and can have enough of a platform to get the message going in a good way and in a big way. You know, we supposedly have the quote-unquote Hollywood elites on our side. Let's start some videos. Let's start some advertising. Let's start something that gets a message to sell, to tell us and sell the people what the Democrats have done, because they're the only ones holding up the ideals and helping average citizens. The Republicans are not for that, but they stoke the culture wars, which they've been good at since Ronald Reagan's days. It's crazy. By the way, there's some interesting shows on the First Lady on Showtime, if you get that, or catch it on the app, or however you get your it's pretty interesting. They do three different interlocking stories. Michelle Obama, played by Viola Davis. Michelle Pfeiffer plays Betty Ford, and Eleanor Roosevelt is played by Gillian Anderson. They kind of interweave the stories about their development as First Ladies. It's kind of fascinating, and I will say the standout performances are Pfeiffer and Anderson. Viola Davis, who I love usually, kind of falls short. It's more of a caricature. She's trying too hard, I guess, to capture Michelle Obama, and it's a tough job because we know Michelle Obama in real time. That's the problem. But the show itself is really fascinating, quite interesting. The other one that's great on Stars, if you get that, is Gaslit. Julia Roberts is phenomenal as Martha Mitchell, who was the big-mouth wife of John Mitchell, Richard Nixon's attorney general during the Watergate era. And Sean Penn, they did a real great makeup job playing John Mitchell, but it's so interesting and fascinating. Just started, first episode. If you get Stars, catch that one. Really interesting. And sorry to see Better Things go, but that was a great five-year run of a very quirky series in FX. The whole series is now streaming on Hulu, if you get that. You know, part of my complaint, I mean, I have a pretty decent hefty cable package, but the streaming stuff, you have to get each thing individually, which is nutty. But anyway, there's some good TV, and some of it relates to things that kind of reverberate now while we're going through Watergate. It was like watching Looney Tunes. I mean, chump change compared to what we're going through now with the existential crisis that the January 6th insurrection posed and poses, because we're not out of it yet with all the lies. And CPAC going to Hungary to have their convention. I mean, what does it say to you? We're on the autocratic highway, and that is a very dangerous place to be. I don't think, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, independent, that's part of the American DNA. I just don't. And the Republican Party, with very few exceptions, and you can name them on one hand, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger occasionally, Mitt Romney occasionally, Ben Sasse, are cowards. They're clinging, they want power more than they want the democracy, and you've got to support the country first, so I support those people on that level alone, but there are only a few of them, and it's a shame. We've got to fight back. So let's do it, and let's do what we can. Having said that, let's inspire each other, shall we? It is National Poetry Month wrapping up, and, you know, poetry doesn't pay the bills. Some famous poets never made money that way. They made money in other ways. William Carlos Williams was a doctor. Yeats was an occult magician. Wallace Stevens was an insurance company executive. And who else do we have on here? Maya Angelou. A lot of people didn't know this. I did know this. I heard about this before, that she was a nightclub singer at one point. She had a very interesting career before she became a poet. And then, of course, a novelist, essayist, et cetera. And T.S. Eliot worked in a bank. Jack Kerouac, of course, hit the road and worked on the railroads, et cetera. So it's not always fun and games, but if you got the drive and if you got the ambition and the talent, you got to write it anyway. So infuse yourself with creativity, that's for sure. I want to send up for the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story to a poet today. We found one. Cindy in Queens, who said, went to my first poetry slam in over 2 years. Love it. Working on a chapbook, too. Thanks for the push. Hey, you're welcome, Cindy. Keep going. Send us a poem and keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. On the other hand, you will push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one you know is always on me. Reach out via the website, amybetharkawi.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, why don't you check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries, available via Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. The third in the series, Murder, She Tweets, takes on college admissions. It can be murder, and this is the time of year when kids are deciding what college to attend next fall. So that'll be fun for you or the mystery lover in your life, or you're all mystery lovers. That would even be more fun, right? And, yeah, we have places to chime with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, links to the podcast, social media connections, is a one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawi.com. So we're celebrating National Poetry Month with a tune from a pair of songwriters who created all kinds of rock and roll poetry together, Elton John and Bernie Taupin. I'm Amy Beth Berkley Show.
Is there anything left? Maybe sick and anxious, waking up to watch enough, making up your bed, lazy day, my razor blade could use a better rest.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, poetry in motion. Motion. There's nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. All that I adore. No number nine love potion could make me love her more. Oh, 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 oh.
For the poets in our neck of the woods on the Abby Beth Arkley Show, a song, by the way, that was released back on this date, April 29th, 1967. Can you imagine the release date when that song was new? It's become a signature song for the late, great Aretha Franklin. And a pair for the poets, Johnny Tillotson's Poetry in Motion for Elise, one final time around the poetry horn we go, that's for sure, this month celebrating poetry. And writing, two poets who put words and music together, discovered each other in an ad that a record company put out oh so many decades ago. We're talking about Reg Dwight, a.k.a. Elton John, and his lyricist, Bernie Taupin. They've been writing hits and classic deep cut songs for decades now. And they've got a great process. They don't write in the same room, but it works. And boy, oh boy, do they create some great music indeed. Whatever works is the way it goes. Lots of folks chiming in. Hey, don't forget, I love playing with you guys in real time, and things are coming in fast and furious. I know people say, like, the weekday show is better than the weekends. We do it when we can. But in case you can't join us for the live show, you can always catch us on podcast. All the shows are archived as such. Follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcast. And by the way, let's link up via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. So a lot of people are pretty miffed. They're furious, in fact, with Dr. Deborah Burks. Let's go back to the Twitter feed on this one. Aurora Blaney says, Dr. Burks needs to wrap herself tightly in a scarf and F off. We know what that means. I edited it for you. Manny says, I wonder, will anybody read Dr. Burks's book? Well, I don't think so, Manny, not judging from our little unofficial unscientific listener survey here. Grandy says, yeah, well, since the scarf lady has tons of words to say now after she sat back and allowed Trump to downplay COVID and purposely allow people to just die, too bad she didn't have these words before they all died. Now nobody is going to read that stupid book. And Social Media Fly says, this goes out to people like Katie Turr and other folks in the media. I wish they would stop hosting Deborah Burke's rehab tour and call out her patently BS revisionist history of COVID. She broke the Hippocratic Oath and should be stripped of her medical license. Ouch. Not too many Deborah Burke fans, that's for sure. On the January 6th situation, Timmy says, it's a big score for Biden and the Democrats. It's time for the public hearings. The explosion will be so loud, it will take down the entire GOP and their MAGA sewer rats. I don't know if I believe that. I wish you were right. Now is the time, and they're still putting it off for another month, and I'm not so sure that's a great idea. But I don't know if people will be convinced on the side that needs convincing, because those of us who know already know, but I think it's going to be compelling. I hope it's going to be as exciting as other people say. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Elena says, thank you to the January 6th Commission. They're dedicated to seeking justice. We will be better off knowing that so many good people are trying to do the right thing, but will anybody listen? I'm nervous about it, but we have to try. Indeed, we are. We have to try, that's for sure. I agree with that. We have to try, and we have to keep talking about it and highlighting it, but I'm wondering if it's going to get to the people who are so mesmerized by the whole Trumpian agenda. We'll see. We've got some interesting primaries coming up. Somebody sent me a very disheartening missive yesterday by saying that Herschel Walker is leading Raphael Warnock in the head-to-head polling in Georgia, and, you know, it's ridiculous. You have a qualified person who's already in the Senate. You have this other guy handpicked from Trump who was a football star, knows nothing about anything. If you hear him talk, he refuses to go to the debates. He doesn't know anything about the issues. And he's got a very troubling past as an abuser. Really the best people, that's what Trump picks. And Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, who's a quack and doesn't even live in Pennsylvania, also handpicked by Trump because he likes people on TV. I mean, J.D. Vance, who was a real winner, used to be a never-Trumper, then turned around. You talk about people lying and playing games to now support Trump. It's crazy. He may be smart, though. He may have a handle on the issues. I don't know. But it's outrageous to me that we're going to have dumbing down. We keep dumbing down and crazying up of the people in Congress when the QAnon caucus wins. So we got to try to fight it, that's for sure. On the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the lighter side, Joyce says, final vote today. I'm so proud of my guys and the Durannies, who made them number one. Keep it going. I want them to get a million votes in the fan vote. Well, they're almost there. They probably will when all is said and done. Dolly Parton, she should be in, so says Rick, even though she danced around it. It's a big tent, as we would say, and she's allowed to get in. I think she'll make it. Well, everybody loves Dolly for a lot of reasons, and yes, I do think she deserves to be in, sure, of course. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's get to Duran Duran. Make them a million, says his Mary Beth. So a lot of folks love Duran Duran. I'm not that big on them, but hey, listen. Whatever works, right? Thank you so much for playing with me in real time. You know I love it. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters, for keeping us moving. Love you guys. Keep at it. Be on the lookout. You know, we have different shows coming up on Podstream. We're doing a lot on the Depp Heard case. It's crazy making, for sure. So be on the lookout. We send out misses via social media and at the website on where I'll be and what I'm doing. So keep that in mind. And please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? On the Annie Beth Arkley Show. I love you all, and we'll leave you with, you know, we got the birds, we got baseball, and bicycles come out this time of year, too. Queen and Bicycle Race. Yeah, and Melanie Chaser, which we got for you, Nancy, on the Amy Beth Erkley Show. Take care. I love you all.
Bicycle, I want to ride my
say white,
say bar, I say bite,
I say shark,
I say
him and George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Roy,
say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
said Kane.
You said John.
I said Wayne.
Hot dog.
I said Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I
said Jesus.
Johnny A.
I said please.
Income tax.
I said Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. All I want to do is
fight.
Something for me, oh.